Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I am so pleased to be joined by the one and only Andrei Konchalovsky.
Thank you
very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You are presenting the film Dear Comrades, and I believe that we're probably not going to have as much time to talk about the plot itself, because time is cruel. We're only going to have a limited amount of time. All I can say perhaps to our viewers is that it is based on a true story from the early 60s, and it revolves around a character played by Julia, who we just talked to. So Check out that interview as well for completion. Andrei, this is a simple question to start off with, but feel free to answer it in whatever way you can. What are the challenges of revisiting history via cinema?
I think there is no difference between real history or fake history. You can make a fake film about real history, and you can make a real film about fake history.
Yes.
I made Odyssey, Homer, and it was Troy. It was 1,000 years ago, but you should try also to make people believe.
Right.
You usually believe in character, not in facts.
You believe in characters more than facts.
Of course. The truth of the character is what is the matter of art.
Mm.
Art is about human beings, not about event.
Right. Is that why this film revolves around one character, the plight of this leading woman?
Yeah, because I wanted to make a film about one character that reminds me a great antique characters like Antigone or Medea.
Wow,
it's like a Greek tragedy.
You are influenced by mythology and more than history, perhaps.
Yes, because this is a matter of art. Art is about human being, not about historical facts.
Interesting.
You can make very bad film about true facts, and you can make a great film about fake facts, Commedia Divina.
Right.
You can make very big art about that, but it's all fantasy.
That's true. Dante is Divine Comedy. I've got so many questions to ask you. This is one of the films that you've also co-written. Does that make it all the more personal when you actually direct it, or does it make a difference whether you write the screenplay or don't write the screenplay?
No, everything that I do is personal. As an artist, also part of me. And I cannot tell you, this is more, this is best. For me, the main thing, if you laugh, cry, or get scared.
Yes.
These three elements are part of art. If you cry, if you laugh, it means you believe in character.
Sure.
And if you believe, this is art.
Yeah, it hurts me to say that this will have to be my final question, but I noticed while I was watching it references to films of the time at which it is set. The Cranes Are Flying comes to mind. I wondered whether you thought about the way in which you were going to film it, that it should perhaps be much like the films that were made in the early 60s.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I usually, when I make a film, I'm trying to smell the period.
Smell.
And the faces in 1960s in Italy or in Russia were different, because the faces didn't know what does it mean, selfie.
I know. What
all
is
the
that?
Time selfie. No selfie, different face.
What is it, selfie? What did the 1960s in the Soviet Union smell like, if you had to describe the smell?
I think they still weren't overcharged with news. They didn't have internet. They didn't have this consummation. They were living in time where things are made for a long time, like a car. In 1960s, you bought it for 15 years. Now you buy the car in 3 years, it's dead.
It's true.
It's a different time, not so consuming.
Right.
Now we become more and more consumers.
We're going to have to wrap it up, unfortunately. I talked with you all day.
Thank you.
Sir, but
thank
it's been a pleasure. Much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.